Once again, I listened to the weather report, and once again, it was wrong. Because of that, I went shopping on Friday afternoon for a little while, hoping to just catch up on some Christmas things. And as I pulled into the, before the weather got bad, or supposedly was supposed to get that bad, we pulled into the parking lot, and here this lady was coming out with bags full, and she's mumbling to herself. I could see she was clearly frustrated. And she's getting to her car as I'm going by, and she goes, "I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to make it." And I thought to myself, what are you not going to make? Like, is it that you're not going to make home for dinner? Is it that you got to go back to the bathroom? what is it that you're not going to make? And then as she got back in her car, I thought, you know, maybe I should have talked to her and just told her, don't worry, you'll make it. But I thought in today's atmosphere, you're just as likely to get a scowl from somebody as you are a smile if you try to talk to a stranger about something. But then when I walked in the store and I saw the checkout line, I thought, I'm not going to make it. Because I had to get back by 4 o'clock for an appointment, and I just was all nervous and excited. I could see, well, I could see what she was thinking about. But as I thought about it and coming out myself, I thought to myself, I'm not worried about the Christmas shopping. What I'm worried about not making it is the Christmas spirit. It's that time that any time during this Advent season, we're supposed to like feel Jesus in our hearts. Our hearts become softer, we become more peaceful, and we know that Christmas is coming, and we're able to take a breath and go, that's what Christmas is about. Sometimes you see it out and just, again, you wake up this morning, snow's shining, and there's Christmas, finally it's coming. So that's when I think about not making it. I think about it, and this, the third Sunday of Advent, gives us a pep talk about making it, so that our spirits and the seasons are not out of sync. And all three of our readings prepare us to get that Christmas spirit in our hearts. And we hear the formula in the second reading, but I want to first start with the first reading, Isaiah. That reading, if it sounds familiar, that's exactly what Jesus says when he starts his ministry. And that's our first pep talk, a promise from God to send a Savior, a promise from God to send a Messiah, a person who will fix everything, who will fix our infirmities. He will heal the crippled. He will help the poor. He will come to us. And so Isaiah gives us the promise. And then we hear our second reading from Paul. It's the formula to accept that promise. Rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and give thanks. That's the formula to making it, to getting that Christmas spirit in our hearts. Rejoice always. To feel joy, even if you have to pretend in the beginning to rejoice. How do you rejoice always? You first soften your hearts to the season. Pay attention to what's going on. Do good for people. Say good to people. Smile for people. Accept good from other people. Soften your hearts to hear it. And for you to make it into the Christmas spirit, you take that softened heart and you put it in the path of God and Jesus. So you start to pray. Think of Jesus is coming. Think of the Lord making things right in your world. Give up doing evil. Pray to God in your daily work. If you rejoice always, you yourself, your life, becomes constant prayer. You don't have to sit there and stand and pray. By rejoicing in the Lord and rejoicing in the coming of the Lord, you become unceasing prayer. That's what Paul asked you to do. And when you do that praying and your heart is softened, you naturally give thanks because you realize the gifts that you've been given. And when you realize the gifts that you've been given, you naturally thank God. And you begin to thank God for everything, big things and little things. And you begin to thank God even for what seems to have been the hardships, the disappointments in your life. And instead of complaining and worrying and being upset, you make it by being close to God and being thankful. We're given the formula right there. Rejoice, prayer, and give thanks. That's the formula to getting the Christmas spirit in you. So what else can we do? How do we, why is it that we don't get it? Why does it take so long for us to get the Christmas spirit? It's a rough year, that's some of it. But the gospel then tells us why. It says, stay awake. And it tells us to stay awake by the contrast between John the Baptist and Jesus. There's nothing that we pay more attention to than contrast. You know, when I was a pediatrician, people would come and say, give people, newborns, black and white things. And they say, well, babies don't see color. That's why they have black and white. That's not it at all. Babies do see color. They see color from the day that they're born. It's just that black on white is the strongest contrast that you can have that'll make a baby pay attention. Several years ago, I was at the police station because they were giving a talk on safety for like schools and parishes and things like that. And I remember talking to a police officer at Brookfield afterwards, and he was telling me how someone had called their office and thanked them for having added more police officers and more patrol cars around the city because they obviously are seeing more around and they were feeling that, and he just wanted to thank them. And the officer said to me, we didn't hire any more people, and we didn't change any of our patrolling policies. All we did was change the color of our cars from all white to black and white. And people just noticed them more. That's what our gospel, that's what John the Baptist is supposed to do. You take this wild man with camel hair and everything else, and all of a sudden you go, whoa. And then you compare him to the softness and the compassion of Jesus. That contrast is to tell us, wake up to this. So this third Sunday, we got one more week to go. This third Sunday gives us the formula to making it. For me, just a couple of days ago is when I finally made it. I was downstairs getting some ornaments. I was looking for them, and I pulled out ornaments that I haven't looked at since my wife died 11 years ago. And I was looking through them, and I even found an ornament from our first Christmas together. And I thought about Christmas's past and the wonderment and joy of it, and coming to church on midnight masses and things like that and all that stuff. And I thought, this is the spirit of Christ in me. So if you're looking to make it, and you're not sure you're going to make it for Christmas, rejoice, pray, and give thanks, and be awake, because God will give you the warmth in your heart, but you have to be awake for it. So I hope to see you next week, and get ready for Christmas.